And another day, another dollar. That goes back to an earlier time when people worked for a dollar a day. John Taylor greeted me with that this morning. And only 4 days to get our dollar, $4 maybe this week, John.
It's going to be a short week. In fact, the New York Stock Exchange, the other exchanges, close at noon on a Thursday, so it's a three-and-a-half-day week for Wall Street. Last week was kind of an interesting week. The market finished up a tad on Friday afternoon, but for the week, the markets lost, and that's the second of the last, that's two of the last 3 weeks the markets have actually been down, not substantially, but down. But this is going to be not only a short week, but a very active week from the economic standpoint. Let me tell you some of the things that are coming. Not much today, but beginning tomorrow, we get the numbers from the ISM index. That's the service part of our economy, which is 70% of our economy. We get numbers from the government on auto sales and truck sales for June. And then on Wednesday, it really starts. We get all the jobs data. And since it's a short week, the big report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Department of Labor, would come out on Friday, tell us what happened with the labor market in June. It actually comes out on Thursday, but it begins on Wednesday with the Challenger and Gray report, the ADP employment change report, and then the unemployment rate and all that on Thursday. Those could really move the market because we do know that that four-letter word, jobs, is the focus of pretty much everything right now. And as the governor just reported, where the jobs are coming from and how they're being generated. But there are some good signs that hopefully will hold the market up. One of those is if you look at the first half of 2014, it was the best start for IPOs, that's initial public offerings, companies going public, best start since 2000. In the first half of 2014, 154 IPOs raised $36 billion. Two busy sectors, healthcare with 55 IPOs, technology with 33 IPOs. We saw one of those last week, GoPro, which rose strongly. That's the guys that make those cameras that you put on your head and et cetera. That stock is up again strongly this morning before the market opens, but the technology sector raised $10 billion. And another trend we're seeing are large non-U.S. companies choosing to go public on our stock exchanges. There will be a huge one of those in August when Alibaba goes public. That's the Chinese e-commerce giant. They could raise as much as $20 billion in that one offering. If they do, it'll be the largest IPO ever in the United States. The average pop, or the increase for the first day of trading for IPOs in the first half of this year, 14%. Another sign that the economy hopefully is strong is if you look at M&A activity, merger and acquisition activity, for the first half of the year globally, $1.7 trillion, yes, with a T, dollars. In the United States alone, $748 billion of merger and acquisition activity in the first half of the year. That's up 75% over the first half of 2013. Why are companies doing all this? Well, experts say that it's because of low-cost financing, you know how low interest rates are, availability of cheap debt, and then one guy said, it's the acceptance of the volatile world we live in. There's always going to be an Iraq or something happening, so you might as well go ahead and invest. And here's an interesting nomination that you may have seen that's coming from the Obama administration. He's nominated Bob McDonnell to be the new head of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Bob McDonnell was the CEO of Procter & Gamble until he retired a couple of years ago. He's an interesting guy. He's a West Point graduate with an engineering degree, a five-year U.S. Army veteran, and he's multilingual. It appears that he has bipartisan support. In fact, one supporter said, you might as well name a proven manager to fix what is clearly a management problem at the VA. So the administration reaching into the ranks of corporate America CEOs to hopefully fix the problems at the beleaguered Department of Veterans Affairs.
And we hope they can, because they've had problems over the years, but not like they have had lately.
Well, and certainly our vets deserve better than what they've been getting.
Yes, they do, John. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach. That's at 820 South 21st Street here in Fort Smith. His phone number, of course, is area code 479, and that phone number 782-2527.